our goals, trying things we didn't know.
Hello, listeners of AC English. Welcome back. This is Ayla.
欢迎大家收听由一稀文化出品的《老外来了》，This is 翩翩。那今天呢，我们要聊一聊这个外国地名到底应该音译还是应该意译呢
？Yeah, when you're translating foreign locations, should you use the phonetic translation 音译 or the name's meaning 意译
？Phonetic translation 就是音译，然后 name's meaning 就是意译哈。那有很多音译的地名
，There are famous 音译地名 phonetic translations.、For example, Washington, 华盛顿。
Yeah, 其实呢还有比华盛顿更贴近的这个音译 Washington, 翻译为花生屯儿。
Yeah, if you wanted an even more phonetic name, you could choose 华盛顿, but this sounds like it is referring to peanuts.And is missing its 洋味 or foreign flavor.
Yeah, 花生屯儿就特别接地气儿哈，但只是少了那股 foreign flavor 洋味儿。
Or the Australian city Wollongong.
还有一个澳大利亚的城市哈，那么它这个叫 Wollongong， 那官方译名呢叫五伦贡，但是呢还有一个更加贴切的翻译叫做卧龙岗。
Yeah, it sounds very Chinese.
非常中国，很诸葛孔明。
And sometimes the translation is also just the choice that sounds better.
地名翻译呢，有的翻的真的是超级美哈。
For example, the Italian city of Florence.
英语是 Florence， 所以音译为佛罗伦萨。但是呢，这个 Florence 本身是意大利的一个城市，它在意大利语的发音是不太一样的。
Yeah, Florence in Italian is Firenze.
所以呢，徐志摩呢就称它为翡冷翠，还是很贴切的。
Yeah, or in Paris, France, that big road they call it Champs-Élysées.
Champs-Élysées, 对吧？翻译为香榭丽舍，真的很好听哎。
Yeah, it sounds very beautiful. And in Paris, there's also the small town called Fontainebleau.
然后翻译为枫丹白露，真的是太妙了。
Yeah, it's so beautiful. And so how would you translate Waterloo Bridge?
Waterloo Bridge, 被译作滑铁卢桥。
Yeah, and before there was a movie called Waterloo Bridge that came out in 1940.
对1940年呢一出一部电影呢名字也是 Waterloo Bridge, 但是中文呢却译作魂断蓝桥。
Yeah, so these are translations that are phonetic locations,、but now let's talk about some translations that are 意译地名。
首先第一个。
The first one is Oxford.
Oxford. 那 Ox 是牛 ,Ford 是浅滩。而且这个浅滩呢在古汉语当中呢叫金所以 Oxford 被翻译为牛津、
Yeah, it's so pretty、And then the Ford car, how is that translated?
对 good question 那 Ford, 福特汽车呢就被翻译成福特汽车没有被翻译成为金汽车
Yeah, it's a little bit strange and hard to remember
Yeah
Then there's also New Zealand新西兰
New Zealand、
Although why is New York not 新约克
Exactly New Zealand 被翻译为新西兰 Zealand 西兰那为什么 New York 不被翻译成为新约克呢那有人说这个 York 好像是有郡的意思哈那所以有人就说了、那 New York 直接翻译成新乡好了虽然不太工整但是好亲切呀
Yeah, it sounds like they are Chinese 老乡。
对，对，都是中国老乡哈。那很多中国老乡又说了，那比如说这个马赛诸塞州，可以翻译为驻马店吗
？Yeah, it's really funny. Not quite the same. There is also the French location Mont Blanc.
对，法语的这个 Mont 是山的意思，然后 Blanc 是白色的。那有人就说了。翻译成什么勃朗峰啊直接叫长白山得了。
Wow, this is really so brilliant. So let's keep playing. What are some other examples?
嗯，我们再来几个好玩的哈。
So in America, there are a few cities that are named Evergreen.
嗯，美国有很多城市叫做 Evergreen. Ever 就指很久，对吧？很长时间的。Mm-hmm. 那 green 是绿色，所以有人就说了 Evergreen 完全可以译成长春。
mm-hmm. Yeah, or the Iron Mountain.
Iron Mountain, Iron 就指铁钢铁的 Mountain 是山呀、mm-hmm. 山岭啊，所以有人就说 Iron Mountain 可以翻译为铁岭
Or in New York, the Fifth Avenue
对，纽约的这个第五大道是它的官方译名哈 The Fifth Avenue 但有人就说改成五道口也挺好玩的呀
Yeah, it makes more sense
Yeah
And then there's also Broadway in New York
Yeah, Broadway 是纽约特别有名的百老汇但有人说翻译成宽街胡同更好一些 Broadway
Yeah
网友们真的是太会玩了那下面呢是我们一些中国网友们的神翻译咱们来说一下博君一笑
Yeah, you can have a lot of fun thinking of alternative names for famous locations
Yeah
So for example, wetland, how could you translate it?
Wetland, wet 是湿的意思 wetland 是湿地哈但是网友说了 wetland 完全可以翻译为潮州
Yeah, or where I live in Phoenix So what is the translation for Phoenix?
Sila 住在美国 Phoenix 这个城市那 Phoenix 呢它的一个官方译名叫凤凰城因为 Phoenix 本身就是凤凰嘛但是呢网友说了、mm-hmm. 完全可以把它改为宝鸡
Not quite the same
But oh my gosh It's so funny
It's so funny There's also the city of Rocktown
Rocktown 官方译名是石城但是呢有人说了改成石家庄 Rocktown
YeahOr someone even suggested a different name for Greenland.
Greenland, 格陵兰嘛。然后有人说，哎，青岛对应成青岛比较合适。
It's not confusing at all. Or Portsmouth.
Portsmouth, 普茨茅斯。普茨茅斯有人说改成浦口，因为后面这个是 mouth 表示口哈。
Yeah, or Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor 就是非常有名的珍珠港有人就说了改成蚌埠不更合适吗
Or how about Table Mountain
Table Mountain 这个官方译名叫桌山 Table 是桌子然后 Mountain 山哈那网友就说、mm-hmm. 平顶山更合适
Yeah, it has more of the meaning I think
Yeah
Yeah There's also Newfoundland
NewfoundlandNew Finland, 然后网友建议改成新发地。
Yeah, very literal translation.
Yeah.
And then the last two, there is the Red River Valley.
红河谷网友说改成丹江口。
Or the Red Rock Canyon.
这个呢官方译名叫红石谷但是网友建议成为丹霞山。
So in the end, there are many locations that are named different ways, and I don't know who decided all of these, but 、yeah. it's important to learn their names and not just guess because you could guess incorrectly.
exactly. 那今天的节目呢我们就做到这里。那上面的地名翻译你最喜欢哪一个呢
Or if you have a new name suggestion for a location, let us know.
yeah, 请留言告诉我们。Okay, so until next time, this is Pin Pin.
And this is Sayla.
Bye! Lord of Lion's Mane, you fell upon the rain.